Tensions between Republican state leaders in Texas and election officials in the Houston area are at a low point after the 2022 midterms. Republicans are accusing officials in the Democratic-leaning county of improprieties during this past election, which has now led to a criminal investigation. But officials in Houston say this probe is part of a multi-year Republican effort to intimidate the county. For more details, we're joined now by NPR's Ashley Lopez. Hey, Ashley.
Hey there.
Okay, so let's start with this. What exactly are Republicans alleging happened in Houston during this past election?
Well, state officials heard through interviews with election judges and actually some of their own inspectors that Harris County, which encapsulates most of the Houston area, had various issues during the midterm election this year. That includes a delay in getting some polling sites opened, paper ballot shortages, as well as staffing issues. And state leaders, including Governor Greg Abbott and the Secretary of State's office, asked a local district attorney to launch a criminal investigation into what happened.
Wait, but staffing issues and limited resources affect elections pretty often,
yeah.
Right? So why do Republicans think this rises to the level of criminality?
I mean, we don't really have a good idea yet. State election officials say they're handing over evidence to the DA on this case. But what we do know is that for these kinds of crimes, there would have to be evidence that local election officials intended to withhold
right.
resources and intended to create problems for voters for any criminal charges to actually make sense. And Harris County Attorney Chris Menefee told me these issues were the result of human error and the fact that Harris County is like one of the most populous counties in the country. When elections are at this scale, he says it's very common to have some of these issues.
I'm sure when the smoke clears on this, you're not going to find any examples of people trying to break the law or trying to sabotage our elections. Instead, you're going to find errors in a huge county with good people trying to do good work.
Menefee says he thinks this is all political. Harris County has become more Democratic in recent years, but, you know, they've also had a lot of problems with their elections, including thousands of mail ballots not being counted on time during this past March primary.
Well, to be fair, I mean, considering that there have been issues in recent elections, what is the harm in conducting a criminal investigation?
Yeah, I mean, so voting rights experts have a couple of concerns. I talked to Daniel Griffith. He's a senior policy director for Secure Democracy USA, which is an election policy advocacy group. And he says what's happening in Texas is actually part of what he sees as a recent and larger trend in Republican-led states of criminalizing parts of the election process.
These issues, I think, are being used to a certain extent to justify this additional involvement of law enforcement, which is something that we're seeing in Texas, but we're also seeing, you know, clearly in Florida with the creation of the new election crimes unit there, the expansion of law enforcement investigatory power in Georgia.
And he says overly involving law enforcement in the administration of elections could end up intimidating voters and election workers. And he says it could end up being harder to find people to run elections.
And also, I mean, I guess it would be a problem that state leaders and the state's largest county are having this level of acrimony.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good thing. Griffith says ideally state leaders should be working with Harris County officials to solve problems. They should be talking. That means communicating about getting more resources and training or whatever they need. State election officials, I should note, do work with Harris County, and they did help them out in some cases during this past election. But Griffith says the atmosphere created by this criminal investigation is not ideal for any working relationship.
That is NPR's Ashley Lopez. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.